And now it's time for our Scala guest. And if you don't know, Scala stands for Songwriters, Composers and Lyricists Association. It's a non-for-profit local group. So now I'm joined by local musician Emma Rowe for a couple of live songs. Emma, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you kindly for having me.
And so what's the first song called that you've got for us?
The first song I'm going to sing is called Lioness, and it was a finalist in the Scala Festival of Original Music competition last year.
Oh, great. Take it away. That is Emma Rowe. She's live in the studio with me now. So that one was a final song from last year, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's in, what's the competition called, sorry?
It's called the Festival of Original Music. It runs every year as part of Scala.
Wow. Oh, yeah. It must have been, you must have been proud to be a finalist in it.
Oh, absolutely. I love entering this competition because not only do you get some incredible feedback and you get to play for some amazing singer-songwriters, but you get to hear other amazing singer-songwriters perform songs that you've never heard before.
Mm.
So it's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Is that typical of the music that you normally play?
These days, yeah, I suppose. I'm pretty rock-based these days. And sorry if I was a bit loud,
but oh, no.
The next song is going to be pretty similar.
Okay. Who are you influenced by?
At the moment, or well, in the last few years, I've been really influenced by Alanis Morissette, PJ Harvey, Adele, which is totally different from the other two, Florence and the Machine, just like real powerhouses. I like those kind of artists.
Yeah. You said in the last couple of years, has your music developed recently?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always developing.
Mm.
Those artists I guess for those artists I've loved for ages, but I guess I've just been much more influenced by them in the last few years. But yeah, I feel like it's all my music is always developing.
Mm.
So recently it's much more rock based, and then who knows what will happen next year. Maybe I'll go blues.
Yeah. Do you normally play by yourself?
I play with a band as well, but I'm perfectly comfortable playing solo and playing with my band. Obviously, that song is even bigger than you just heard with the band.
Yeah.
So that's really great. It's awesome being able to kind of put a genre on your songs, because I feel like when I just play them and I write them solo, I can't, I struggle to put them in a genre.
Mm.
And I think once you put them with a band, it makes it easier for you to kind of hear what genre it would fit into, which is kind of exciting.
Mm. How come it's hard to fit it into a genre, is it?
I'm not sure. I think it's just because when it's just you and your guitar, it's just kind of harder to distinguish, like, what kind of, you know, what kind of instrument, other instruments would suit this song, and what kind of thing are the drums going to be playing, and so I don't know. It might just be difficult for me. I don't know if it's difficult for other people.
Yeah. Do you feel like you also don't want to be boxed into a certain category?
Oh yeah, for sure. I don't really write for a genre. I don't. Mm. I don't think a lot of people do. But so that, I guess that's why I struggle, and I struggle to describe my genre as well when people ask. So I just basically what I do is I'll just ask the person next to me if I'm with someone, what do you think the genre of my music is, because I don't know.
Yeah. And so you write all of your own lyrics and music?
Yeah.
What do you find more easier?
I guess it depends on the day. Sometimes if I'm having a particularly creative day lyrically, or particularly emotional day or something, then that comes easier. But sometimes, particularly when I have writer's block, I find that the guitar comes before the lyrics.
Mm.
So it really depends.
It must make it so much more rewarding to know that you've sort of created it all yourself.
Oh, yeah. And I think I found that lately I've been using the thesaurus a lot more, which makes me feel like a smarter songwriter.
So this second song that you've got, is that this is going to be in this year's competition, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's this one called?
This one is actually called Untitled at the moment, because I'm bad at names. So it's a song that hopefully someone will think of a fabulous name for that I can put on it.
And what influenced you when you're writing this one?
This one's basically really angry. It's about being an angry person.
So, do you relate to it? To the
sometimes.
Yeah. It must be a good way to like vent from life though.
Oh my gosh, when I play this song live, I get like really ragey, but it's like a fun ragey.
Yeah.
You know? And so I have a lot of fun, but I probably scare the audience.
Okay, take it away.
Thank you. Just forgetting the
That's Emma Rowe in the studio with me now. What was that song called?
Untitled.
Oh, yeah, sorry. For some reason, it sort of reminds me a bit of that band from Paranormal Activity. Paranormal, yeah.
Oh, yes. I like them.
Yeah. And you sort of got the same hair as them too.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. So what's this competition about?
So it's about songwriting primarily. There are several different categories. There's a live section and the studio section and demo section. There's like heaps of different sections. Mm-hmm. And so Scala run it every year. And it's just a fantastic opportunity for songwriters from all over Adelaide and outside of Adelaide and outside of South Australia, I mean, to bring their songs, their new songs, and play them for an endearing audience who love singer-songwriters and who are singer-songwriters themselves. And it's a great way to get feedback and to meet new people. Mm. So I love it. I think I've entered at least the last 3 years, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
How long have you been involved with Scala?
A while.
Yeah.
Maybe for 4 or 5 years, yeah. Mm.
And so that feedback that you receive, does that really influence the way that you change your music?
It's really helped give me an insight to what songs other people like and how they perceive some of my songs. And, yeah, so it's a really great way for me to get that kind of feedback.
Yeah. And do you gig often?
Yeah, I'm gigging a lot. I've got a few gigs coming up. The first one is Thursday the 17th of August at the Exeter. Mm-hmm. It's a solo one. And then I'm doing an Ox Jam show on the 26th of August at the Crown and Scepter, which will be a really good one. That'll be a big one. And then I'm actually organising an event for Splash Adelaide.
All right.
On the 15th of September, and that's at Victoria Square. That's called Fort Dreamland. We're going to make a pillow blanket fort village.
Oh, really? That's so unusual.
Yeah. Hopefully good unusual.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Yeah. And where are you hoping to take music? Have you recorded anything?
Yeah. So I've got an EP. It's called MRO because my name is Emma Rowe.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. We're recording later this month. We're recording Lioness, the first song that I played. Mm-hmm. We're going to release that as a single. So we're really excited about it.
Mm. Oh, definitely. And do you have a website that people can check out your music?
Yeah, the best place to look at would be Facebook, my Facebook page. It's Emma Rowe Music because that's the one I update the most.
Yeah.
So, if you want to keep up to date, definitely head there.
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning. It's been great having you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.